Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
I'm Shalene Johnson, and thank you so much for joining me where we're talking about doing a total reset of your time management. So let's talk about what it means to have a reset. I know that almost everybody who's listening always feels as though they could be better at time management, yourself included, right? Like, you probably feel like you're, you know, at a loss when it comes to time management, but yet your friends might say, like, dude, you're so efficient with your time, you're so productive. Nonetheless, I find that the people who are the best and the most productive usually feel like that's the area where they struggle. And I believe that's because we're really good at adding tons of new things onto our plate. So this is the right episode for you if suddenly it seems as though you're finding yourself doing lots of things that are kind of related to what you need to do. But when you think about it and you're really being honest, the truth is it's kind of a distraction. Like, there's something perhaps you need to be doing that's a little more important, right? Like, it's really something that must get done. But yet you're like, yeah, I really need to do that. So I think I'll quickly shop for those shoes online that I was looking for. Or, yeah, I know I have to make that phone call. I know I have to hit my quota. I know I have to record a video, and I'm going to, but I should probably do the laundry first. I know that there's something I must get done today, and I promised myself that I was going to do X, Y, and Z, and I'm going to. But you know what? I learn a lot when I'm on Periscope and when I'm watching YouTube videos and when I'm listening to podcasts. So I think I'm going to do that first. And then you do all of these things, which are genuinely and truly productive. They're a decent use of time. In fact, maybe even a good use of time, but not the best use of time. So you and I, lifers, we are notorious for being incredibly productive, effective, busy, yet still feeling overwhelmed because we haven't done the right things. At the end of the day, when we go to bed, we're like, gosh, I was so busy. How did I not get the things I was supposed to get done? How many of you feel that way? It's not uncommon for us to get caught up in these things that we're like, well, this is a good use of my time because I'm learning personal development. But honestly, if I'm spending my entire day, and I've done it, on Periscope, watching some of my mentors and people who I think are amazing, and I'm like, wow, I'm learning. And then you realize, oh, wow, but I'm not doing. I haven't done anything today that I really needed to do. And so then we get caught up in doing that. And old habits creep back in. And then suddenly we can't figure out why we're so stressed and why it seems like there's so much more to do and why it feels like we should be further along with as much as we're working. And so then you start to feel defeated and you start to feel like, gosh, maybe I'm not cut out for this. Or you start making excuses like, well, if I had this in place, or well, if I had that person's team, well, if I had the advantages of that individual, then I would be able to do all those things. But see, I don't. When the truth of the matter is this, things have changed. Our lives have changed. It's not the same today as it was just 5 years ago. Our parents, the generation ahead of us, they didn't have to deal with this. They didn't have Facebook messages and Periscope notifications and tweets and inboxes and phone calls and voicemails and. They didn't have any of those things. They didn't have a constant alarm in their hand going off 24/7 That's a constant distraction, even when it's not going off. You see, your brain is in tune with the fact that there might be an urgent matter right around the corner and it's ready. So we're in a, because of our freaking cell phones, we're in a constant state of fragmentation. Our brains are constantly multitasking because no matter what we're doing, if the phone is nearby, our brain is going, somebody might need me. Somebody might expect me to reply. I might be missing something. The ultimate tip to getting more followers and likes on Facebook might be in a Periscope right now. And if I miss it, then everybody else will move ahead in their business. And here I will sit and everyone else will get ahead. And what will happen to me? What will happen to me if I don't respond? And if I don't respond to this text message from this person who I don't even know and I don't even like and I don't even understand how they got my number, if I don't respond, then what if they think I'm a flake? And if they think I'm a flake, then what if they tell all their friends I'm a flake? And then what if they start a campaign, Shalene is a flake? Hashtag flaky Shalene. Like these weird things happen in our head that we believe we have to immediately respond to everybody. So it's an alarm. It's a sense of urgency. It's a sense of panic, like all the time. Am I right? You know it is because if you drive out of your driveway and you don't have your cell phone, even if you're going to miss your flight, what are you going to do? The point is, it's time for all of us, just like we do with our diet and our exercise, to reset. That means hit the reset button. So if you know you need to get just a little bit more focused with your time management and learn how to drown out all of those distractions so that you can do what is right and what must be done, not what you want to get done, but what must be done. If you know that it's time for you to hit the reset button, I want you to just say it out loud no matter where you are right now. Just say, I need a reset. Say it. I need a reset. So the very first thing you need to do is to just admit that it's time for a reset, number one. Number two, and I think this is perhaps most important, recognize and identify what your current Achilles heel is. Now, there may be more than one. There might be something like online shopping and you're obsessed with making sure that the house is spotless before you do any of your business-related work. Or perhaps you are spending too much time on Periscope or on Facebook checking your inbox. Or maybe it's your emails. You know that there's something you must do and you've got to finish writing this chapter of your book, but you just keep hitting refresh on your inbox to see if there's anybody who's responded. Maybe there's like a bunch of things you know you've got to do that are going to move you towards your big goals. Nonetheless, you keep checking and rechecking all of your social media accounts. Did I get more likes? Did I get more followers? Is anyone trying to reach me? All of those things are what I call destination procrastination. But at the moment, I'll just bet that you have a new Achilles heel. That's one of the reasons why you've agreed, you held your hand up and you said it out loud, I need a reset. So now what I'm going to ask you to do is to say out loud, or if you're on Periscope with me while we're recording this live, I want you to type in the comments, just own it and tell me what your Achilles heel, and you can list two if you'd like. What are the one to two things right now that are your go-to that you still feel like, oh, this is kind of productive, isn't it? But it's still not the thing that you must do. It's not the most important use of your time. It's not the most effective use of your time, even though you can kind of justify it as being something that needs to get done. So I want you to tell me right now, or say it out loud if you're by yourself, say it out loud. What is that thing that is your Achilles heel? I'm seeing tidying the house, Facebook, Snapchat, checking on social media accounts, Periscope, Facebook scrolling, listening to podcasts, Periscope, doing things for other people. That's very honest. It's, you know, because who could ever fault you? You know, who could ever say that you're a slacker when you're spending so much time taking care of other people? Social media, cleaning the house, Pinterest, internet in general, HGTV, organizing my house, cleaning the house, fitness, my phone in general, Facebook and Instagram. So these are all of the comments that I'm reading live on Periscope. And for those of you who are a regular listener to the Shalene Show, dude, you gotta download Periscope because we do this stuff live. But it's a great way to make sure you process this information is to listen to it again on podcast. Because as we know, the mother of learning is repetition. When we hear things over and over and over again, they start to sink into our head and we start to realize that this is a message I don't even have to think about anymore. It's just a part of the way that I think. So the step one was to admit that it's time for a reset. Step two is to admit your Achilles heel. Step three is to get yourself back on track. And here's how we're going to do it. For the next 7 days, I need you to make out a to-do list. And I don't want that to-do list to be everything you think you need to do, but I'm fine with you adding 5-10 things that you would really, really like to do today. And I want you to do it on paper. There's something very powerful. There's a neurological response when we take a thought from our head and use our hand and write the words on paper. It's different from putting it in our phones. Now, eventually, I'm going to tell you I want you to put that in your phone because it's that repetition. But initially, I want you to just get it out of your head and onto paper. I don't care when you make this list, but you need to make one every day for the next 7 days. I make mine first thing in the morning. Many people make theirs at night so that their mind is clear before they fall asleep. It's one of the best ways to kind of take it off of your mind, because if it's floating around like a ping pong ball in your head as you're trying to fall asleep, you'll worry that you're going to forget it. Even if it's just in your subconscious, you will worry, I might forget this. So you'll keep thinking about it even subconsciously, and that can affect your sleep. So I want you to make that to-do list. And then get this. Now I want you to carefully craft that to-do list down to just three must-do things. So let me pull up my list from today. My list from today, and I'm going to read it to you, included take my daughter Sierra to cross-country camp, work out, record a podcast, record a Periscope, shower, get ready, do my hair, unpack my suitcase from Hawaii, help Sierra get packed for her trip, travel to Laguna Beach, that was a 30-minute time slot, do an appearance at James Wedmore's live workshop today on YouTube videos and creating videos for your business, fill out school paperwork, back to school paperwork for both kids, record a video for my friend Natalie Jill, kind of a testimonial about her speaking, public speaking ability. And then I have a few other videos that I need to do. They're just kind of like shout outs, like little things that, you know, I have to do for different business engagements. Okay, now of all those things, I've got to pick three that I must do. I had to do James Wedmore, had to do that one because I'd already committed myself to being there. That was number one. Number two is my kids' paperwork had to be done today. Number three, Sierra had to be taken to camp. That's it, just three. So I picked the three. You can see where I've highlighted them. Now, what if I don't get that video done for Natalie? Well, I'm going to feel like a jerk. But that's okay because my priority is my kids. So I really had to do those first two things for my kids first. We had to fill out the paperwork for their school. And we had to make sure that Sierra got off to camp and I wanted to be there and I wanted to spend the morning with her. So that was first. Everything else, I have to deal with it, but it's lower on my list of priorities because listen, I love you guys, but you are lower on my list of priorities than my family. And so I have to figure out like what to do first, right? And you can't do it all. So if I get those three things done, I'm like, I'm good. Winning. I win. I did it. I feel good about myself. I set out to do those three things and I did them. But guess what? I actually had time to do other things. So the thing that you must do after you've decided to make your to-do list based on your key priority is figure out what three things must get done. And the others, you can try to get them done, but I don't want you to feel responsible for them. Because if you do, probably 4 out of 7 days, you're going to beat yourself up and go, man, I let down this person. I let down that person. And there's all these people that were counting on me and I wasn't able to do those things. And so by only saying to myself, there's just these three things I need to do, I feel good. I did all three of those things and more. I did a Periscope. Check. I'm doing a second Periscope, which is serving as a podcast. Check, check. Unpacked my suitcases from Maui. Went down to Laguna Beach, spent some time at James Wedmore event. And so what happened? Shower and hair. Let me tell you what didn't get done today. I did not get a workout in today. And that's okay because I'm kind of under the weather. And as I like to say, I never schedule off days. I just let my body or like the universe decide when I need an off day. And today, I still feel a little sick. I had a fever a couple days ago, so fine, no problem. Didn't need to get done. What else didn't I do today? I haven't made my video for Natalie, and I haven't made those three or four other shout-out videos I was supposed to do. Will I get them done today? I don't know. But that's okay. I'm not going to kill myself, because when I'm done with this podcast, I'm going to go downstairs and see Mr. Johnson, who is currently cooking dinner. So that's your next step, is to create that list on paper, decide what three things must get done today. Then you take a screenshot of it with your phone and then transfer it to an app that stays on your phone. Now, I want the app to be the only thing, listen to me, during this reset, listen closely, lean in. I want you to put a to-do list on your phone, and I want it to be the only app on your first page of apps on your iPhone or Android. What? And you mean move Facebook and Periscope and Twitter over a page? No. Yes. Yes, absolutely. You know why? Because those things are a distraction. Your to-do list moves you closer to your goals, to the things you want to accomplish. Popularity, likes, more followers, that doesn't get you anything. It doesn't buy you a car. It doesn't get you vacation time. It gets you nothing but maybe like an ego stroke. So you must have a purpose and a plan. And that's what this time management reset is all about. Doing the things that matter the most. Not doing the things you want to do that are productive. Dude, I know you. You're productive all day. I doubt that you're just sitting around watching reality TV and eating bonbons. When you're watching a Periscope, it's because it moves your business forward. When you're checking on Facebook, you can justify and say, well, I'm networking. Just about everything you do is productive. I'm asking you to evaluate the activities that you do on a daily basis and decide, is this the most important thing I could be doing right now? The very best suggestion I have for you is my tools. You can go to youcanfocus.com. What is that? In the exact order I want you to listen to them, it's four MP3s. Those MP3s are going to teach you what's happening in your brain and why it is so counterproductive to try to be doing 85 things at once. Why you can get five times the amount of work done in a fraction of the amount of time you're spending if you'll follow some of my steps. Like, for example, knowing when to close out all of the tabs on your web browser, turning off notifications, shutting down social media, identifying your power hour. It's the hour where your brain is on fire, like you can't be stopped. And then how to protect that power hour. I walk you through that process step by step by step. How to create systems. So the things that you're doing on a regular basis, like whatever it is in your business, with your kids, with your family, it's the simple things that tend to stress us out because we're like, dang, I'm doing this again. It takes so much time. And I talk about all the best apps that I use. And again, I don't care what apps you use. I will share the ones in those audio programs that I find most useful. I will share with you how it is I use my phone to notify me when it's time to move on, using apps like If This Then That, that send me notifications when I should be doing something on a particular schedule. That sends me a daily notification when it's time to make my three-part to-do list. I share all of that, and it's in an audio. Now, these audios that you're going to listen to, here's what I ask you to do. I ask you to trust me that the only way you're going to be able to speed up and be more focused is if we slow down. And the way that we slow down is by taking a breath and realizing I can shut down social media for a day and I can listen to these and I can get myself back on track. You know, sometimes our diet gets out of control, right? And you're like, God, how did I develop all these bad habits? And why are these genes so tight? And we get upset with ourselves. And that's when it's incredibly, incredibly important to say, time for a reset. Stop. Start over. Let's get my diet clean. And that's what I want you to do with your focus. So I only ask that you listen to these audios in the order they're delivered. It's a four-parter. I think most of them are 30 minutes. And you can start tonight. You can start listening to them tonight. And then I also included for you the first system that I would love for you to just take a look at and figure out if this would work for you. And it's my grocery list. It's not my grocery list because I'm trying to tell you what to eat. And don't judge, because I do have teenagers. But I want you to see how I've organized it and how much time it could save you if you just took that exact formula yourself and you can customize it and you can put in your own likes and foods and you can see how it's all organized by aisle and places where we eat and you can make it your very own. I'm not giving it to you so that you learn to eat a certain way. I'm giving it to you so that you can understand that the things you do in your personal life and the things you do in your business life that you're doing over and over again, you need to create systems. Each one of those systems will save you time, but more importantly, it saves you stress, right? And stress makes us retain body fat, and stress makes us look old, and stress makes us short with our loved ones, and stress takes years off your life, and stress is confusing and overwhelming. So it's one less thing you have to think about. So when you listen to these audio programs and you download these tools, you will understand how it is our brain hasn't changed much since early man, when all we really had to think about was where we're going to sleep, what we were going to eat, procreation, boom, chicka, bow, wow, and danger. Now, we're in a constant state of looking for danger. Because that's what our phones, every time our phone goes off, we're like, oh, it's like that same instant reaction, like, oh, danger. It produces the exact same stress response that our ancient ancestors would experience when they heard a lion roar in the jungle. That's not good. That's bad for us. And I want to help you reset your focus. So I'm asking you to take that challenge. And here is perhaps the most uncomfortable step in this process. Are you ready? Okay. Because there's somebody very close to you who knows that you are out of focus at the moment. They know it, and you know it, and you're trying to hide it. And we need a little bit of accountability. We all do. So I'm going to ask you to take this last step, and it is a step of courage and faith. And that is to enlist the love and support of somebody who knows you very, very well and to tell them, okay, my Achilles heel is cleaning. My Achilles heel is online shopping. Honey, my Achilles heel is repeatedly checking my Instagram posts to see if I have more likes. Tell them and say, here's what I want to ask you to do. I want to give you permission. I want to ask your help in keeping me accountable. And I think it's perfectly fine for me to make sure the kitchen's clean, but I don't need to clean the garage and I don't need to clean blah, blah, blah. So you tell them, here's what makes sense. And when you see me doing this, this is when I've crossed the line. When I'm on Periscope for 4 hours, I've crossed the line. So what you're going to do is to give that individual permission, not only permission, but empower them with the ability to say very politely, I think you might be spending too much time in that thing that you told me to tell you about. That's all. Now, I know that's scary because we love to hide in our distractions, don't we? We like to pretend that we have to check all of our social media accounts. This is my job. And it's true. Most of us, I run my life from my phone. You know, I do. I run my business. I film my videos. I connect with you. I meet people. I do everything from my phone. So it's really easy for me to say, I'm on my phone. I'm running my business. When I'm actually shopping for shoes. And that's nothing to do with what moves me forward in my business. So that was your final step, is empower somebody who loves you enough to keep you accountable. My friends, it's time for all of us to reset our time management. You're fantastically productive. I know that. I just want you to understand that there's just a couple of hours each day where you could really focus your time and efficiency and effort and get so much more done. But you do need to learn the steps that I'm going to teach you in this program. And it's free. All you do is sign up by going to youcanfocus.com. And I promise that you will understand more about your brain and how to create a fortress around your focus. We all need it. It's just like anything else. From time to time, we have to step back or step on the scale, take a little assessment, measure, and figure out, how am I doing? How's my progress? Reassess and get better, right? Because let's face it, technology is incredibly distracting. We live in the most amazing of times and also the most distracting of times. And our brains were just not meant to handle 85,000 things at once. You know that you need to do this if you have a difficult time being present for your friends and family members. You know you need to do this if your phone sets you into a state of panic, if the battery dies, or you happen to forget where you've placed it, and you're like, oh, then you know it's time for you to do a time management reset. So get focused. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been my honor and my pleasure to do this with you. It's something I need to do from time to time, and we're human. That's what we do. We just try to get better. We have flaws and we have failures and successes, but one of the things that we can all do is be better tomorrow. So thank you for spending this time with me. Lifers, by the way, you are the bomb.com. This episode has been sponsored by smartsuccess.com. What is Smart Success? Well, it's an online academy. It's a school. It's a place for you to go to learn everything you need to know to redesign, to improve, to recreate any area of your life. We cover fitness, mental well-being, financial security, the relationship between you and your significant other, the relationship between you, your friends, and your family, your focus, your hobbies, your spirituality. All of these things factor into our overall happiness. And most of us just default to the thing that's easiest for us. And unfortunately, we neglect the areas that need the most effort. But it's not just about recognizing there's an area that needs our attention. It's knowing what to do and how to do it. It's the habits, the formulas, and the systems for success, but not by someone else's definition, but your definition. In Smart Success, we teach you how to create the blueprint. Not our blueprint, your blueprint. What that should look like, how to reverse engineer it, how to take the steps each and every day that don't overwhelm you, but move you in the direction of the life, this crazy, ridiculous, amazing, fun-filled life that you deserve. It's for everyone and anyone. It's for the housewife who feels unfulfilled. It's for the college student who doesn't know what they're going to do after they graduate. It's for the busy entrepreneur who believes they're supposed to be doing everything themselves. I believe that Smart Success is my purpose. It's my calling. And it is my way of helping others avoid the traps of the hustle. And I know because I was there. We had the house, the cars, the money, the bank accounts, the accolades. But what we didn't have is the life that we wanted. We were chasing success. We were doing all of the right things, yet we couldn't breathe. And so from our challenges, we developed a program, a system, a step-by-step how to redesign your own life. Even if your life is amazing, if there's something inside of you that's telling you it could be better, or it's not exactly what you had imagined, if there's this feeling that you can't breathe, or that there's a level of unhappiness you just don't want to admit to, I'm telling you, Smart Success is for you. And I invite you to take advantage of our free trainings and learn more for yourself by going to smartsuccess.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.